If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, KBOI News Time, 8:39. Donald Trump is a trip, man.
Well,
he's a trip.
If he feels like he's been slighted by somebody in any way.
Well, he always feels like he's been slighted.
Well, yeah,
I don't
that's
know
true.
Those people.
Okay, then I'll
How
say
can
this.
They criticize me?
I'll put it this way. When he feels slighted by virtually everyone, he has to strike back. That's just kind of the way he does it.
Well, he has this stiff arm. I like to call it a stiff arm to keep issues stuff away from himself. Now he's come out and said that if he loses the election in November, it's rigged.
Yeah.
So that way, nothing is my fault. None of my things are wrong. If I lose, it's a fix.
Okay, it's 3 months away, the vote. And I'm thinking, what's that, like 90, 92 days, 93 days, something like that.
Yeah, less than 100.
Yeah, and it just doesn't seem like a candidate for one of the major parties should be discussing that he might lose.
Well, or saying that
even if the fix really is in.
Oh, no, don't start doing the theories yourself. You think if Trump loses, it's fixed?
Let's put it this way. I don't know that it's not. On the other hand, let's go with that. I don't know that it's not.
I'm asking you if you think it is.
If I think it's fixed.
Yes. Really?
I think it could be.
Really?
I think it's possible to fix it.
Are you paranoid little thing, you?
Oh, thanks for calling me little. But yeah, apart from that, I do think it could be fixed. I don't think I could do it myself.
Oh, you're talking about fixing it so it'll work, right?
I think that...
Do you think it's rigged?
I can't prove it. Okay, rigged. I can't prove it, but there's a possibility that the entire Democrat process from last year to this was a little bit fixed. Because we already found out there were emails of people in the upper echelon of the DNC who were saying that, Bernie Sanders seems to be getting popular. We can't let that happen.
I agree with that. I would go that far.
Well, and
does the DNC have the power to fix a full election?
Well,
I
get the feeling they may have the power to do it, but they don't have the power to keep it a secret.
There are people out there who think every election since Bush has been fixed.
Since the older Bush?
Older Bush.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they think they've all been fixed. Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama, they think they've all been fixed.
Yeah, and one would wonder by whom.
Well, see, and the deal
because
is...
Because quite often you get guys that are opposite, one...
The deal is you can't... I mean, they can't prove they're fixed.
Mm-mm.
And they bring up stuff, but like you said, you can't prove they're
no,
not.
No, I can't prove they're not fixed, but it's kind of hard it's kind of hard to prove a negative.
Oh, yeah, you can never prove a negative. That's why conspiracy theories go so well.
Can you prove there's no Alpha Centauri? No.
Yeah. See, that's... based on that, there would be no religion. Because religion is all dogma and believing things you really can't prove.
Religion's based on faith rather than actual proof.
Exactly.
Because if it were proof, you wouldn't need to feel religiously about it. You could just go, oh, well, look, there it is.
So conspiracy theorists really can't be religious, can they? Because you can't.
Well, okay,
can't
I wouldn't quite leap that far, but...
I kind of would.
Okay. Well, I mean, is it a conspiracy if you say, I believe the devil was in on this, and you really mean it?
How about Hillary Clinton is the devil? Trump also
said
that yesterday.
Yeah, that's what Trump does. As a matter of fact, Trump did say that Hillary was the devil.
Yesterday,
He didn't even say she devil. He just said devil.
Nope.
I mean, so, that seems to be progress.
He took his complaints about the rigged political system a step further yesterday. I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest, Trump told voters in Ohio.
Okay, since when?
Since when what?
That last part. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
If you heard Hillary say that, would you go, really? You do?
Yeah.
You mean starting now?
What choices we have.
From here on?
I told you, I went to Canada, and they laughed at us.
Well,
you guys are stupid, man. You got these two people running? Ha, ha, ha.
They do that a lot anyway.
Yeah.
If we're not just kicking back, being polite, and drinking beer, they think we're idiots.
Well, they're polite, though. Trump's comments came as he decried Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for endorsing Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primary.
Let's move to Brooklyn for a second.
Even as some Sanders supporters have continued to resist unifying behind the nominee.
Right.
Well, you have the same thing with Trump.
No, the best line I heard.
A lot of Republicans are refusing to get behind Trump.
The best line I heard about the Sanders supporters.
Yeah.
Who will not, under any circumstances, switch to Hillary Clinton. And I know some of them.
Yeah.
And they've told me this. They said, we're going to vote for somebody else. We haven't decided who yet. Probably it won't be Trump. But, you know, it may be Jill Stein. It may be Gary Johnson, who are, I think, the only other people that are going to be on every ballot.
Yeah.
Jill Stein from the Green Party and Gary Johnson from the Libertarians. But, okay, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you the best line I have heard about the Bernie supporters who won't give up.
All right, KBOI News time is 8:45. Time to check right now traffic one more time. Brought to you by Mass Mutual of Idaho. Here's Logan Kramer.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
All right, so we are back. KBOI News time, 8:51.
Okay, I promise this. The best line that I have heard about the hardcore Bernie supporters.
Okay.
It was this. I understand the Bernie supporters who refuse to switch to Hillary and are going to vote for Trump. Because one time I went to a restaurant and I wanted a Coke and they only had Pepsi, so I set my head on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That's remarkably accurate.
It might not have been worth waiting for, but it was pretty good.
No, it was worth waiting for, actually. Let's go to Gary and Emmett. Gary, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Chris.
Hey, Gary.
Okay, in recent history, in memory even before Chad was hanging out in Florida,
which was 2000.
Yeah. In 1960, a group of people came to the candidate Nixon and said, because of the irregularity in the Daily Chicago, the Daily
right, Daily Mayor
Chicago,
machine. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, Mayor Daly
challenged the election against Kennedy. Mm-hmm. It was that close. Huh. There was a book written, I believe in the 90s, by Hugh Hewlett, called If It Isn't Close, They Can't Cheat, about elections. But there are a couple of things in elections that are interesting. First of all, there is a legal rigging of the election. It's called district allocation.
Gerrymandering and whatnot.
Well, gerrymandering is one way of looking at it, but you don't even have to do that. The way they draw voting districts or congressional districts are sometimes tortured to get the political results they want, regardless of whether the end reflects the people as a whole.
Which would be easy to do in a state like Idaho.
Right.
Yeah.
Very tortured boundaries, you know, that are just make no sense other than political sense.
Right.
And then there is, of course, the fact that in recent elections, I believe it was the city of Philadelphia, 107% of the registered voters voted.
That's a good turnout.
As in vote early, vote often?
Yeah. Honestly, the elections are kind of picture of how people actually feel, but looking for total accuracy in the vote is looking for something that you're not going to get.
I kind of get where you come from, and the examples, especially districting. Oh, I mean, you know,
so it is rigged.
Well,
to a certain extent, I mean, you know, it's institutionally rigged.
Do you like Trump coming out and saying that if I lose, it's rigged?
Do I like it? Do I like what Trump says?
I think
I was
I think he's way out there.
You know, so a lot of things that Trump does gives me indigestion.
Yeah.
On the other hand, as opposed to
how about his treatment of the Gold Star family, huh?
Honestly, I think that there's a lot of problems on both sides of that. First of all, you know, there is an uneven...
Tell that to a veteran.
Yeah, but, well, I'm a veteran.
Yeah?
And it is important to me. But there is an uneven handling in the media of the experiences of certain people that are Gold Star families or people who have lost loved ones due to things that happened in war versus others that meet a political narrative. For instance, the lady whose son, Mrs. Smith, I believe, whose son was killed in Benghazi, has not been given very good air. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton suggested that she was not telling the truth.
Really? Well, as you know, neither of us are Clinton fans here. I shouldn't speak for
feel free.
Okay, neither of us are Clinton fans here, well, but yeah, neither of us are Trump fans either.
It's not a matter of fan or a desire of one or the other. It's a matter of always a search for truth.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've seen quite a bit on the Benghazi woman, actually.
Yeah, but she was not in the major media. She was not given as much coverage as.
Well, that's because she didn't speak at a convention.
You know, that's an interesting
thing. So the Republicans screwed that up.
Did they? I don't know. They did also have, though, the mother of the fellow that was famously said, hands up, don't shoot, but who never had his hands up.
Yeah.
His mother spoke at the Democratic convention, but they did not cover, for instance, Kate Steinle's parents speaking at the Republican convention.
Yep. All right, Garrett, we got to go. We're up against a hard break.
Yes.
It's Tuesday. We'll be back. It's 8:56. News break coming up.
If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Paul J. and Chris on a Tuesday morning. Headlines this morning, Hillary Clinton has an 8-point lead over Donald Trump after last week's Democratic National Convention, according to a new NBC News survey monkey poll. Donald Trump called Hillary the devil while his campaign tried to draw financial links between the Clinton Foundation and ISIS. He says if he loses the election in November, it is rigged. He said the outcome of the election is out of the hands of the voters. Unbelievable stuff. Let's go to Rich in Boise. Rich, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning.
Well, one thing, there's nothing the DNC did that changed that hurt Bernie Sanders. I mean, there might have been some of them didn't like him, but he only got 43% of the vote. And, you know, so that wasn't rigged. But there have been four states that, Republican states, that their voting laws have been turned down because the court said they were blatantly designed to try to stop minorities from voting. So that's a form of rigging.
What were the things that they were doing to stop minorities?
Well, I didn't read the decision, but in North Carolina, they said it was so blatant that they actually got demographics of when black people's voted, what IDs and stuff black people used, and they got all the specifics, and they set the laws up just to go against them. I mean, that's what the court said.
Well, now, do you believe that people should show ID, should have to show ID to vote?
I don't think. Oh, just sorry, my radio for some reason just popped on. It isn't about just about the ID thing, Paul. And there's never been any evidence of in-person voter fraud. Voter fraud occurs when people stuff ballot boxes on the precinct level or they just eliminate ballots. There is voter fraud, but in-person voter fraud is just so non-existent. It's hard to do. Could you imagine what you'd have to do if you wanted to try to vote twice in an election? You have to go to another precinct, and then they're going to look for a register. And then if you're not registered, you'd have to have a utility bill. It would just be impossible to have a concerted effort to register dead people and stuff enough to change the election. Back in the days of Daley, I mean, yeah.
Well, here's what I don't understand is if I wanted to vote. And had moved to a new place and had just registered, I would have to show, I would have to show a utility bill. I would have to, show an ID. I don't understand why, Joe Schmo doesn't have to do the same thing.
Well, I don't think they're people that already registered and shown the vote. I mean, the thing is, they know for a fact. I mean, it's just... The whole ID thing is pushed by Republicans because they know it affects minorities more.
Well,
there's
get
no
IDs.
Other reason, and that's been proven. We know that happened in the South, and we know these laws work because we have history and experience of them working. But that wasn't just the ID law.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, they
I'm sidetracking you. I'm sorry.
They did. Like in Texas on the ID thing, they made it really hard to get IDs. Then they took away places that you could vote and where you could register, made them further apart because, and minorities did have less access to be able to drive and do it. They did things like that.
Those things were proven when when they were having meetings. They would discuss percentages of people that, had certain things like you have to show item A and item B in order to be able to vote. And as it turns out that 85% of white people in that area had item A and item B, and 10% of black people had item A and item B. And so they made it virtually impossible for black people to vote. And that was done throughout the South for years.
Yeah, I think that's similar to what they found in North Carolina and in different places. But the only way that an election would be rigged, if the election comes down to like it did in Florida, where if it comes down in some state with 500 or 600 votes, you might be able to find, there might be some voter fraud. It's pretty hard to rig a presidential election. I mean, nobody's going to try to rig the presidential election in Idaho, right?
But even you just said that it's pretty hard to rig a presidential election. You didn't say it was impossible.
Well, yeah, it's just, I just don't know how. If you did it, if it was close, like if you had some state that was in a few hundred votes and somebody was rigging, it's how they rig them, like I said, it's mostly eliminating, it's just stealing ballots or stuffing ballots at the precinct level. That's really how it's done. And that can be done, but I just assume both sides are doing it, so it equals out.
All right, we got to move on. Thanks, Rich. Man. Maybe it is all rigged.
You never know.
What the heck?
Chuck wrote in, I'll address this. He says, no reason to air this, but he says, I can't believe what I just heard from you. I thought you were a Christian based on previous communications we've had regarding the Bible and what it states regarding divorce, etc. Throughout the many years in the past and even currently, archaeologists have found many artifacts that back up the Bible and its stated history. Even Josephus, in his writings, states Jesus actually existed and he was nothing more than a Jewish historian, not a Christian believer. And he says he hopes what he heard me say was misunderstood. And to a certain extent, it was, Chuck, because I didn't ever once say that there was no proof that the Bible existed or that there was no proof of Christ or no proof of Christianity or anything like that. I didn't mention that at all. I said that faith didn't necessarily require concrete proof. Like if you have, I have faith that, for instance, my son didn't commit a crime, even though several people say he did, because I just know in my heart that he didn't do it. I could say that. And that's what faith is about. You don't necessarily need to have somebody show you, now here's what it's all based on. And yeah, you can consider the Bible to be proof. That's fine. You can consider any of the archaeology to be proof. That's fine. However, if you're a Christian, this is the way that I was always taught. You don't say seeing is believing. If you're a Christian, you say believing is seeing. And like I said, I never said that there wasn't any proof that, about certain religions, but it's not absolutely required. I mean, you can have a certain amount of blind faith, but not based on nothing. It is based on things you see and the way people treat you and anything that maybe happens to you at church and stuff like that. No, I do not think that I was saying that faith only exists if there's no proof.
Right. KBOI News Time, 9:15.
This is Idaho Talks Live, today at 3. Listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
KBOI rewards code RIGGED, RIGGED, as in what Donald Trump says the election will be if he loses. Go to 670KBOI.com, enter RIGGED, earn today's 5,000 rewards points. To the phones, they're jammed. Let's go to Mark in Boise. Mark.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Good morning, Chris. Hey, I wonder what Rich would call the California left-wing governor, the Democrat called Jerry Brown, who granted basically driver's licenses this year to illegal aliens. That gives you entitlement to go in and basically vote in any election. That's another form of voter fraud, folks.
I would agree.
Thank you, sir. The other thing is, last election, if you recall, there were votes found in car trunks back east in certain city precincts back there from the Romney-Obama, when Romney ran against Obama. In the last election, I remember hearing stories coming out about boxes of votes that were not turned in, but nothing more ever came of those stories. Here's one thing I'm afraid of, guys, and I can really see some real doo-doo hit the fan with this one. Think about this. What if, Trump wins the majority vote, but Hillary gets the electoral vote majority?
That could very well happen.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. Because I think it is she'll get the electoral. Yeah, she'll get the popular vote.
She tends to do better, though, in the states that have a larger population.
Right. Well, I think Nate actually hit on that yesterday. I think he mentioned that Hillary had, I don't know how you come up with these votes ahead of time if they're not voted yet, but he came up with something like 300-some-odd votes for Hillary and 200-something for Trump. And I don't know how, I mean, are these pre-vote? I mean, I don't understand how he came up with those figures, but I see this actually happening. You know, and one thing I'd like to mention before I get off air here is, you know, from the last election, we all recall when we heard about the new Black Panthers who had gone to certain polling places back in the large cities back east and intimidated white people from going to vote. I would like to see in these troubled cities, the police department, sheriff's department, whatever, go to these same polling precincts in the inner cities where this type of problem could occur and get two or three of their police officers to be out front when these clowns show up, so it gives the person not the fear of any race, nationality, whatever, color, creed, to be able to go in there and do their voting without fear of somebody intimidating them.
All right.
I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Good stuff.
Here's an instant message from JD of Boise. He says, here's the argument for IDs at the polling place being discriminatory. Republican legislation wants to make a driver's license, state ID, or a passport as the primary means of voter ID. Polling places often accept a household bill or library card as ID. Many native-born minorities don't want a state-issued ID or federal passport because they live in an impoverished, drug-riddled, compromised world where being anonymous is advantageous. It's a way to keep the hood from voting, assuming that the hood votes in the first place.
See, I don't buy that. I'm sorry, you need to have an ID with your picture on it.
Now, Mike of Nampa says, Chris, only 10% of minorities have any kind of picture ID like a driver's license. More liberal claptrap BS. I said 10% just to make it a clear point.
Right.
But no, that's not even close. A lot more than 10%. I'm just talking about areas where and this is proven. They did this in the South.
Yeah.
This is where these laws came from. They did this in the South. They would figure out something that black people or Mexicans didn't have, and then they would require you to have that to vote, and a legislature would pass it, and everything would be hunky-dory, except that the legislature was comprised entirely of white people.
Yeah.
And this happened for years and years in the South. It's not claptrap. It actually did happen. It doesn't necessarily happen as much anymore, but my guess is in the South there are still some people who would like it to.
Yeah. Bob in Meridian. Bob, you got a minute till break.
Okay. I, with all the lies flying around this election season, I have to disagree with Rich. Didn't he say that there's no proof that there's been
he says that
voter
every
fraud?
Yeah.
Well, I just read an article just the other day about a woman in Ohio who voted for her sister who was in a coma, and then four other times she voted for other people that weren't there. And the reason she was able to do that was that they didn't require any ID. And she was, I think they gave her 5 years for doing that, and then miraculously she was let out after 8 months.
Okay.
So there's your proof, Rich.
All right. Good stuff. Now, Rich qualified that. How did he qualify it? No voter fraud at the point of
I'm not exactly sure.
There was a qualification. It's 9:26. We need to take a break. You're listening to Idaho Talks Live.
Live from the Sandler Training Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
Time of the morning. We are back. KBOI News Time 9:36. Kind of jumping around a little bit this morning.
Just a little. Corey sent me an instant message. It's kind of interesting. It directed me to a story. And again, he's proving some voter fraud or talking about voter fraud, that North Carolina recently did a review of its voter rolls and found more than 2,200 people that were over the age of 110 on the rolls.
I didn't know people lived to be that old. And
there aren't actually that many people over the age of 110 in North Carolina or probably in North America. And there were two listed that were over the age of 150. And these were not just people who died years ago for whom, you know, no one has ever taken them off the voter rolls. These are people that somebody is still registering for them.
And nobody noticed they were 150?
However, I don't really know the proof of this story, anything like that.
Exactly.
But Corey sent it in. And if it is true, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Let's go to Betty in Middleton.
Good morning.
Hi, Betty.
Morning, Betty.
Several months back, a gentleman called into one of the talk shows, and he's an IT professional, and he was working down, I can't remember which Carolina, one that, where the company that owns the voting machines supplies them.
Okay.
And he was working on, I don't remember what he was working on, but he noticed that there was a little software program on there that allowed the votes to be counted as a fraction.
A fraction, really?
Yeah, so if you wanted 60% of the vote for this person and 40% for that person, it would count them as fractions, so it'd come up that way.
Hmm. I hadn't heard about that. I'll check into that. We like to check into that. I'll check into that, see if...
Great.
There's any
Thank
factor.
You.
Thanks, Betty. I mean, you hear a lot of things, and, you know,
David of Boise says it's no harder for a black person in this country to get a photo ID than it is for me or anybody else.
Absolutely.
I am not buying that phony claim. Well, the only thing I'll say is there are some places where in order to get your driver's license, you do have to pay the fee first. And if the fee is $100 and you've got like 7 cents to your name, then perhaps it won't happen. That's all. Now, I've personally never witnessed voter fraud, and I don't know if how bad it is or if it even exists out
or
there.
Or if you know it, if you saw it.
I'm just kind of reporting what people say and things that I have read.
Right.
And, you know, and of course, I don't know what is and what necessarily isn't true about that. You know, I was for a long time, I would always say that it's the easiest thing in the world. Just go get a driver's license and have a driver's license. A responsible person would have one anyway. And if you can't drive, then a state ID. A responsible person would have one anyway. And then I started finding out about, you know, there were hundreds of thousands of people that didn't have them. And that, get this, responsible people aren't the only ones allowed to vote.
Also
and,
true.
And I thought, well, I really hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah, also true. Let's go to John in Boise. John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, John.
So I was just listening again, and I heard Rich on, my favorite guy.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, did I hear what I think I heard him say, that it's virtually impossible for the Democrats to commit voter fraud, but the Republicans do it all the time? Is that how it went? Something like that?
I don't think he said that, but
oh, okay. I was just making sure. I thought that's what I heard. And it was down south that this all happened, this in the southern states where this was all going on,
it originated with what they called the Dixiecrats, which were the southern Democrats who, you know, the main thing, that their main issue every election was segregation. Had to have segregation.
George McGovern and what's that, Senator Byrd? That's the party.
George Wallace, not George.
George Wallace,
not George McGovern. Yeah, he was from Minnesota.
Hi, want to call and make a comment?
Hang on, we got.
Hang on here.
Pardon?
Just hold on 1 second there, will you?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, what line was he on again? Hello, are you there?
Are you back, John? Oops.
Shoot.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
We lost everybody. Call back, John. Yeah. Call back. I like where you're going with that call.
Yeah, I was
going
to say pop that down.
All right, let's go to William in Garden City. William, good morning.
Good morning, Paul and Chris. You know, there's two things. First of all, I'm offended by the fact that they keep saying that there are blacks or other minorities that either are too stupid or too economically deprived to be able to get get ID to go and vote. You know, that argument has been going on before I was even born.
Yeah, and it's true. It really just it's kind of a blanket statement that doesn't give anybody credit for knowing what to do.
Exactly, and that argument to be still accepted by the black population today as a reason should be offensive to all blacks, because we're not unintelligent people.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing, you'll find out that the Democratic Party has been fighting tooth and nail for years now, at least for the last 8 years, to not get the voting records purged. And that's why you still come up with these 110, 150-year-old people that are still registered to vote. And they've been arguing against that for a long time, not to get these records purged.
What's their argument? Is their argument that if some guy's 70 years old and hasn't voted since his 40, his name should still be on there?
Yeah, he should. You know, that person should still be eligible to vote. And these things about the people, some people not having the ability to get to a place because they live in such areas where it's hard for them to get to a state agency that would enable them to get the ID. I'm thinking, if you can identify those regions and you can identify those persons, these organizations that are fighting for that should be able to provide those means for them.
No question.
They can rent a bus.
Exactly. I mean, each NAACP has a chapter somewhere nearby where somebody could give that person a ride into town and get that stuff taken care of. If that was really that hard for them to do that.
Yeah, and another argument is, well, they can't afford to take an hour off work or 2 hours, whatever it takes, to go get an ID.
They have to do that if they were to drive. They have to do that if they have to go get insurance for their vehicle. They
no
have
question.
To go do that. They have to go to a doctor's office.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, life goes on every day. And at this day and age and this time, that argument has very little grip in it as far as I'm concerned.
I appreciate that, William.
Me too. Thanks, William. Good call. All right, let's take a break. KBOI News Time, 9:44. You're listening to Idaho Talks Live.
Back now to Paul Jay and Chris.
All right, thanks, Rick Worthington. KBOI News Time, 9:48. Talking basically about Trump's comment that if he loses the election in November, that means it's rigged, which is that statement basically says no matter what happens, I should be the president. If I'm not, it was fixed or rigged.
Okay. So let's say he just barely wins. Should we then check in to see whether it was still rigged?
See,
and just wasn't rigged very well?
Yeah, I you know, some of the comments he makes drive me insane.
Sandra of Eagle says, don't states have death records with which they can cross-check voter registration rolls? And yes, they do, but there are plenty of states who don't.
So some do, some don't.
And Robert of Boise said, so the South Carolina governor offered free picture IDs to everyone who was complaining that the voting laws were onerous and burdensome. Nobody took her up on it.
Seriously.
P.S. I like that guy from Garden City that you just talked to.
William.
Well, that was William.
Good guy.
Robert William likes you. I mean, William Robert likes you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Incredible stuff. Our phone caller is all hung up. So let's check that South Carolina thing. That's
Mike,
interesting.
Mike of Nampa, I'm trying to tell you that I don't have the exact figures here, but I'm just giving for instances, like when I said if it costs $100 for you to register and get a driver's license. So he wrote, Chris, $100 for a driver's license. There you go again. You have to do Reagan when you do that line. Yeah, that's true. It's not $100. It was just an example. Let's say it's $15 and you don't have $15. It's like I said the other day. To me, 5 million and 500 million are the same number because I haven't got either one of them.
True. Yeah, true. Let's see. A South Carolina ID card can be used as an alternative form of photo identification, yada, yada, yada. Whether you're a resident of South Carolina or born outside the country, applying for a South Carolina ID card is an easy process as long as you meet eligibility. 5 years old or older, resident of South Carolina, not have a valid driver's license, consent to share information with Selective Service if you're a male. In other words, you could be drafted.
Yeah, good point.
Or whatever. I'm looking for the free part. I don't see it.
Jeff of Parma says, if you know how registering and voting actually work, then you may understand why voting fraud is more difficult than discussed today. Second paragraph might have been a good idea there, too. But I do appreciate that. Let's see. Vance says one has to keep in mind a statistic that says 95% of all statistics are made up on the spot. Yeah, okay. I need that one. Thank you, Vance.
South Carolina identification card fees. Your South Carolina. Sorry.
All right.
Your South Carolina ID card is valid for 5 years from the issue date and will cost $5 if you're 5 to 16 years old.
Okay.
Free if you're 17 years old or older.
Now, that does not sound...
Which are the people who can vote.
Does not sound particularly prohibitive, does it?
No. You will pay the same fee whether you're applying or renewing or replacing your ID card.
Well, I mean, and there are some people... There are people out there, as my uncle used to say, that would, would complain if you hung them with a new rope.
Yeah.
Which I...
Or complain about the harp music.
I always thought... Yeah, well, exactly. I always thought, so would I. But, we're not talking about necessarily people who say, yeah, I realize it's free and all I have to do is go get one, but it's clear across the street. But yes, there are some people who will
go all the way over there.
There are some people who feel that they're inconvenienced if they're asked to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. All right, let's go to Carrie and Kerry. Carrie. Oh, no. Carrie. Good morning.
The phone screwed up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to be frank, if anyone could prove the system was rigged, they'd be eliminated anyway. So what use would it be for anyone to try to prove it to any of you?
So they would be killed?
Possibly.
Or
put into an institution or something, eliminated in one way or another, whether they're killed or not.
Wow.
We've had it happen by... There are authors, too, that have written stories that give you secrets through their stories to tell you it's rigged. In fact, it's been rigged ever since America started.
Have any of those authors that we could look up?
Well, the story there, it's subliminal stuff that they show. It's symbolism is what they use. Uh-huh. Even Lord of the Rings, for example.
Lord of the Rings mentions voting in the United States?
No, it's not. You know what? If it were that simple, it's not that simple. Oh. Once you know particular things, you can read into these. It's trying to tell you how our system is and how it is rigged. And by the way, I could bring up like Bohemia Lodge, you know, Bohemia Lodge, all those people that run the world that go there. That's who rules us. It started way before America.
Yeah.
So anyway, like, well, yeah, there's no I mean, time. Yeah, there's
all that. The Bohemian thing. It's a camp down near San Francisco, right?
It's more than a camp.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's also very fancy.
But it was down like, there before but, the United like, States.
But like them, the no, it wasn't. But the, them, the Trilateral, Commission.
Yeah, yeah.
All those guys that meet every year in Sun Valley. You know, just happened last month.
Right. Exactly.
Excepting Butch Otter, of course.
And also, it has to do with the Masons, of which George Washington was one, and the Scottish Rite. All the families, even Trump, is related to them. All the presidents are related. I can prove that.
Okay, prove it.
What? I'd have to be there in person to show you my list of how you connect all the names. You connect the presidents by their mothers and their wives. All these families go back to Scotland, mainly Scotland.
Okay, all right. We're up against a break.
Thank you.
Thanks
very
for
much.
Your call.
Bye.
Actually, we're all done.
Wow. You believe that, Chris?
Well, I imagine I believe that you could trace them all back to Noah.
9:55, something to think about with Mike Rogers is next, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. Check them out at boisechurch.org. See you tomorrow.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
What do you fear more, love or war? After the ISIS terrorist attack in Paris last year, French President Hollande declared war on ISIS and stated, "Terrorism will not destroy France because France will destroy it." After a recent string of ISIS terrorist attacks in Saudi Arabia, including the holy city of Medina, the king there said his government will strike back with an iron fist. After ISIS attacks here in San Bernardino and Orlando, President Obama said we needed more gun control. And his attorney general said, our most effective weapons against ISIS is love and compassion. Seems like a disconnect. Our allies call it like they see it. We issue press releases. That only serves to prolong the conflict and allow safe haven for terrorists. Unfortunately, that ISIS hate reaches right here into the United States, inspiring our own citizens. ISIS is an evil that must be confronted, no matter how hard and politically inconvenient it may be. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.